I work some hours at an office, you know, and the groups of people there, they're talking, and one say about Jennifer, eine Kollege, Kollegin, she, colleague. Oh, I tell you, Jennifer, she is really a party pooper. Jennifer poops at parties? She poops at parties, so and people know this. I poop at parties. I poop at parties, but people don't know because I close the door. Jennifer goes to the party and then poops, but she do it so people know. Where does she go for it? Does she visit a water closet and make door of the open so people may see and smell things? This sound horrible. Maybe she go like by the tables with the gift and the present and the punches bowl, poop on the carpets. This sound like Jennifer, you have some mental issue. Have you spoken to someone about it? This serious, you make a poop in the party so people may know. I want to go to parties with Jennifer just to make observation. She poops at parties.
Shit. It's the only podcast that won't get listed on iTunes because we pretty much violate every single one of their guidelines.
Well, fuck them rotten apples.
Fuck them rotten apples indeed.
How do you like them apples, biatch?
As you can tell, my co-host is here and he's on.
He's on tonight, motherfucker.
And that's good because it's episode 20.
A celebration of 20 episodes.
That's right,
yes. Just so let me repeat everything you're saying because I have to say it 20 times.
Last time we had a party this big, it was episode 10. We did a top 10 list.
We did, didn't we?
The top 10.
Top 10 books. Our top 10 books.
Of all time. This is episode 20, so we're going to do top 20?
Top 20. Top 20 books of all time. We're going to throw away them 10 and bring in the 10 through 20. Top 10 through 20 books of all time.
Well, that's not very inventive, is it?
No, that would actually suck. You'd be going into second-rate books.
Yeah.
Like,
Armand Rills' Amelia's Dying Days?
Yeah, you'd be, like, digging through that crap and, you know, Dying Days 2 and Dying Days 27 and Dying Days the...
Which one's the one where they save the whales?
Dying Days Save the Whales.
I love that. That was my favorite one.
What, didn't he break up with her, though?
Yes, he did.
She was redheaded and she had a blowhole. a redhead librarian whale with a blowhole. There she blows with a hump like a snow hill. Tis Moby Dick.
Not in the top 20, by the way. I was drunk one night when I read that. I woke up in the morning, rolled over. I was there on the last page. I said, ah, shit.
I had to cut the binding out to get out of the room.
Not this again.
I had to chew my own binding off to get out of the room.
I was like, baby, I got to go to work. I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave. Yeah, so we figured that was a bad idea.
Yeah, that would suck. Let's not do that.
So we're going to keep up the top 10 tradition.
Yes, we are.
And we're going, you know, this is books, beer, and bullshit. We're doing the beers.
Because we already did the books?
We already did the books.
So top what are we going to do? Beers. Episode 30, top 10 bullshit.
Top 10 bullshit.
Top 10 shits I ever took. Didn't we try to do that and edited that whole section out?
Yeah.
But this should be pretty good.
I think we'll conduct ourselves the same way we did the last one. We'll go 10, 10, 9, 9.
Yeah, 8,
run through the list. And we'll just have a happy-go-lucky, fun time.
Then you know what we should do?
What?
We should swap lists. Like merge lists.
Uh-huh. And then come up with the
and come up with the books, beer, and bullshit official
all-time.
Top 10.
Wow. It's not a bad idea.
A lot of beers you like, I don't like, and a lot that I like, you don't like.
I'm going to predict that at least half of ours will overlap.
Think so?
Yeah, we'll be looking, 5 for 5. Ours will be the same.
I'm actually looking at 3.
Okay.
I'm betting 3.
We'll see. All right, we'll see how it comes out. Since this is our podcast and we can break the rules, we normally get books first.
We're not doing that this episode.
No, we're breaking the rules. Top 10 beers first. And no shitty beers. It's a party. We're actually drinking Leinen Kugel Summer Shandies because...
Well, it's the summer.
It's the boy, is it the summer here on the East Coast.
Mother effer.
It's been hot. But we can say this. We've recorded this podcast with our winter coats on.
Yeah.
And I think tonight we might have to get into our skivvies.
Yeah. It's going back the other way.
But the good thing about this hot heat and recording...
Yeah.
The dank is back.
I love the dank.
We are deep in the thick of the dank. I don't think the dank gets no thicker than it does right now.
Well, if it was rainy and hot, we'd have a real dank.
Yeah, that would be really bad.
But it's been dry and
that's
hot.
Right. Let's jump into our top 10 beers of all time.
According to Books, Beer, and Bullshit.
That's right. Number 10 for you, Mr. Jeff.
Number 10 is the Lone Caribbean entry. And I have to preface it by saying, if you get it here, it's not so good. Okay. Got to get it fresh from Barbados.
Uh-huh.
And that would be Banks beer. When I was there, I truly enjoyed this beer.
Right.
But I didn't really like it bottled up here.
Gotcha.
I normally don't drink the beer out of the Caribbean. But that one, if I'm there, got to have it. What's your number 10, sir?
Number 10 is going to be from Old Latrobe Brewery.
Old Latrobe.
The Green Light.
You went with the Green Light.
Now, I want to preface this.
I already prefaced. You're not allowed to preface.
No, I'm prefacing this. This is the Green Light before Anheuser-Busch bought it. I think the Green Light tanked after Anheuser-Busch. Completely different beer.
I agree because I don't drink that any longer.
Right.
It'll be on my list. It's on my list. It's high on my list.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But, however, it's not as good as when it was made in Old Latrobe.
Old Latrobe. Okay. Number 9.
Number 9. Moving right along. From, I believe it's Stone Brewery.
Okay.
Arrogant Bastard.
Oh, you know, I've never had the Arrogant Bastard.
It's a real dark beer, and as far as dark beers go,
yeah,
you know, I'm not huge on the dark beer.
Uh-huh.
Well, I do like dark beer, but that one, I really enjoy that one. It's got like...
I've heard it has like a real punch in the face.
It is. It is a smack in the mouth. It's a smack to your taste buds in a good sort of like heavy metal like smack way.
Okay. All right. My number 9 is going to be Corona.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. It's I lived on Coronas for a long time.
You certainly did.
And summertime, Corona with the lime, shots of tequila. I mean, that was my 20s. I don't really do them now any longer. Very, very rare, but I would be remiss to leave them off of my top 10 of all time. I do it. I say it unapologetically.
No, hey, nothing wrong with it. Well, nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. Just not for me, sir.
I got you. Hit up, Mr. Number 8.
Number 8 for me would be Franzik Skanzer.
Are you sure of that?
I'm not sure how you say it.
Franzik Skanzer?
Franziskner. It's a wheat beer from Germany.
A Vispia.
It has all that sediment in the bottom,
uh-huh,
which makes it very interesting.
Right.
I just like the taste of it. I won't lie.
It's got the magic words on it that I shy away from all the time.
Vispier. Vispier.
I'm not a Vispier guy too much.
No. Just like I'm not a Corona guy, you're not a Vispier
guy. I'm not a Vispier guy. All right. My number 8. This is my hockey beer. When hockey season hits, the Devils come on, 7:30, the puck drops. I got me.
Molson Ice?
No. I got me a cold 6-pack of Labatt's Blue. That's right.
Labatt's.
The Shyster beer of Canada.
Labatt's. That's like the PBR of Canada, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's low rent. I love Labatt's.
Why do you love Labatt's?
Well, I equate it to like Canadian Budweiser. And we can all shit on Budweiser, but you know.
Yeah. I'll shit on Budweiser.
Right. But Budweiser is just a Budweiser. It's just a Budweiser. It's not a shit beer. It's just a beer, right?
Right.
So I think if Budweiser was good, it would be a Labatt's.
Okay.
And there's just something about the mood of hockey and a Labatt's and Canadian, and, you know, I've all put it together in my head and fooled myself. Number 7, sir.
Number 7. This is going to seem strange to many,
okay,
including myself, but I enjoy this beer a lot, is Newcastle. It's a brown ale.
The Nut Brown Ale.
Everybody knows what Newcastle is, right?
Sure.
Right.
That's a pretty popular one.
It's a popular beer.
Absolutely.
And I like it.
Okay.
That's why it's number 7 on my list. I like it. As it warms up, it gets a little sweeter as you go along.
Oh, it's one of them beers that you can
Yeah, you could actually, you know, like.
I can sit around.
I mean, normally beers don't sit around in front of me too long.
Yeah. All right. My number seven, we're going to talk about these guys a lot. We're going to start here at number seven, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams.
The Latitude 48 IPA.
Oh, that's a hoppy one. Yes. Yeah, that's because you're an IPA, dude.
That's my IPA offering right there.
If I was going to drink a hoppy beer, I would probably drink that 48. One.
Yeah,
I would
that's
definitely.
Just, it's the best just overall quality IPA, even keeled IPA. Onwards and upwards, number six.
Number six, Blue Moon.
Blue Moon. That's a Weiss beer, isn't it?
That is a Weiss beer. I went through a big phase of this.
Yeah.
I killed a lot of oranges in it.
Yeah.
And we still drink it in my bowling league a lot.
Uh-huh.
By the pitcher.
Right.
Tell you what, it's not a beer I'm chugging.
Yeah.
But it's a nice little tasty beer. It's a sipping beer.
It's a sipping beer.
It's got to be nice and cold and have that orange slice in it.
That's right. I like my Coronas with the lime. You like your fucking
Blue Moons with the orange. Right. Yeah.
My number six. Now, I was talking about overlapping, and I'm betting this is one of the overlappers. Now, we're already up to number six, so I think our five out of ten overlap is going to be out the door. But my number six is the Yuengling.
The Yuengling?
Yes.
Wow. Who would have thunk it?
Oldest brewery in the nation.
I could dig it.
So they claim.
So, yeah, by their count.
That's right. You know what's good about Yuengling is they're not owned by anybody.
Yeah, they're independent.
They're very independent.
Family owned and operated. Right,
nobody can screw with that sting.
No, man.
Like about the Yuenglings. Five.
Sam Adams, White Lantern. That's a wheat beer. Yes, it is. Thank you for asking.
It's beer.
It's what Blue Moon wants to be when it grows up.
Oh. 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 My number five is not a wit beer.
There's no wit beer in your top ten.
All right. I'm going to announce this one, and then I'm just going to let you go, all right? Because I know it's going to be coming for this one. It's just
Hold up. Don't.
It's just something with you tonight.
There's something about Jeffrey tonight.
I can't explain. But there's something about your attitude. Okay. Number five. Peroni.
Dude.
Uh-huh.
That's bitter water. It's like water that's bitter.
Uh-huh.
It's like if I had bitter beer.
Uh-huh.
If I had really super bitter beer.
Right.
And then watered it down with, like, a gallon of water, and then drank it. I'd be like, that was bitter water.
Is that all you got?
And it's a little skunky.
Uh-huh.
Because it's in those light green bottles, and they bring it all the way from Italy.
Yes.
So it's like, whatever, if you want to drink bitter donkey piss, that's
what Peroni is Italian for.
Yeah, I know.
Bitter donkey piss.
Yeah, yeah. It's Dominic the donkey. Jig-a-jig-jig. Yeah, yeah. The Italian Peroni donkey. Piss, piss, piss in the bucket. Yeah, yeah.
There he is. Number four. It's a Weiss beer.
It's a Weiss beer. No, it isn't.
Oh, no.
We're done with that. All done right. With the Weiss beers.
Wow.
Old speckled hen. There you're going like, what the fuck is an old speckled hen?
Spotted dick.
Yeah, it's like a spotted dick. It is. It's English beer.
Yeah.
It's very creamy, kind of like the other thing that comes out of Dominic the Donkey. When he's not pissing, uh-huh. He's making cream.
Oh, that was gonorrhea.
It's different. It's yummy. And I would drink this beer over the five others.
Wow. How do you start drinking Old Speckled Hen? Do you peruse the fucking beer aisle and go, I got to have me some cock tonight.
Glad you asked. Uh-huh. Went in with to the city with the... With the Beermeister.
Uh-huh.
Into the, when I say the city, I meant New York City.
Obviously.
And went to the Ginger Man. They have like those 87 beers on tap, one of those places.
Sure.
And I was just like, poke at it.
Uh-huh.
Give me one of those. Turned out to be that. And then they actually do make it in bottles, and it tastes just as
You've
good as
gone
out of
back
the bottle.
And went for that. Yeah, that's a good way to.
You can find that one around. Check it out. Check it out. You might like it.
My number four. I'm so boring compared to you. Harp.
Ah, the ass of Guinness.
Yes.
The leftover Guinness.
Yes, the skimmings.
The skimmings of Guinness. Is that Irish?
It's Irish, yes. It's Guinness.
It's Guinness? Same brewery?
It's Guinness Lager.
It's Guinness Lager?
As opposed to a Guinness Stout.
So, like, if I went in and asked for a Guinness Lager, they'd give me a Harp. They know this. Have you ever seen Harp on tap anywhere?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I have, too. I was just testing you. Just testing you to see if you really were a Harp fan.
Yeah. Where are we at? Number three.
Rolling Rock.
Uh-huh.
Straight up Rolling Rock.
I'm surprised. Why? I'm surprised it's landing that high.
Why? Because that's what I drink.
Right.
When I'm drinking.
Yeah.
I like my Rolling Rock.
Uh-huh.
I don't care that still. Budweiser bought it.
Yeah.
I'm still going to drink my Rolling Rock.
Gotcha.
Because it's a force of habit.
Do you mind that the bottle's not painted on any longer?
It's still painted.
I think it's laser etched.
Laser etched?
I think it's...
Is it inkjet? It's yeah. A Tempo?
Yes. What was that now? Oh, the
Rolling Rock. Number three, Rolling Rock, because that's what I like. That's what I drink.
Old number 33. This
number
one.
Number three.
My number three. If it doesn't overlap, we have not had one single overlap yet. You said three, and we're down to three. So from here on out, they're going to have to overlap.
Well, we both had rocks. I mean, one was light, one was
true,
regular.
True.
So that's kind of an overlap.
It's close. All right. My number three, the Negra.
Modelo
I mean,
Negra. You got to love it.
That's the goddamn best dark beer out there.
It truly is.
Uh-huh. That one was bought by AmBev.
Yeah, they didn't move the factory yet, though.
Has not changed.
They didn't, because they didn't move the factory. There was like a whole lawsuit involved.
Yeah,
they didn't want the Mexicans to lose their jobs.
Yeah, that's the big time thing. Yeah, thank God. They would have ruined that beer. I would have been so upset.
Yeah, that's
that
would have
been a bigger
good.
Crime than recommending.
If you're going to drink a Mexican beer, Modelo Negra.
Yeah.
Screw that Dos Equis
crap. Fuck that shit.
Number two?
Number two, please.
Modelo Negra.
Oh, shit.
Big overlap.
Bah, nah, 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 nah.
I moved it up one spot.
Number two. I'm going to guess. I have a thought in my head as to what your number one is, but I'm going to reveal my number two. I have a feeling it might be your number one. I don't know. My number two, Sam Adams. Oktoberfest.
Boom. What did you say?
Uh-huh. The Oktoberfest, it's, I wrestled. If there were two beers that I wrestled with, it was number one and number two.
Yeah.
And this probably lands at number two. Because it's seasonal.
Yeah.
So I don't get to have it as often, but I mean, what a goddamn beer.
You want
to
know what my number one is?
Can I guess?
You can take a guess.
Is it a Leinenkugel Summer Shandy?
No.
No.
Is it a Yingling? No.
No.
Ibby, Sam Adams, Oktoberfest.
Oh, shit. I fucking nailed it. Number one for you, sir.
Number one. What more can you say? I think part of the appeal of this beer is
you
can only get it like for 4 months a year.
Sure. You don't want to drink this all year round.
You know, no,
it
you
definitely
don't.
Does have seasonal appeal.
All right. Sir, you're number one. What could that possibly be?
Hmm. Yeah, let's play a little game.
Let me think.
I don't think you can get this.
Let's give me a clue. All
right.
Where's it brewed?
It's an American brewery.
Yeah.
It's a foreign style.
Brewed here, tastes like there.
Think. Color.
Think color.
Think of a color that's not been mentioned in either of our lists.
Not a pale ale.
No.
It's not a dark beer.
Uh-uh.
It's not a lager.
Nope.
It's not a real thick beer.
It's kind of thick.
It ain't going to be Guinness, is it?
No.
I have no idea. What could it possibly be, sir?
It's the Sam Adams Irish Red.
Irish Red?
Uh-huh. A true Irish Red.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because that is a style of beer that is not on either one of our lists.
That's right.
I beat the wheat beers down.
That's right. So there it is. Our top 10 beers of all time. All right.
So let's first go and say what was the same on all of ours. We'll go.
The Negras.
Modelo.
And I'd have to say that would rank number one for both of us. Well, no. The Oktoberfest would rank number one for both of us.
One is Oktoberfest.
Two would be the Negra Modelo.
Modelo Negras.
Yes.
Three would be Rolling Rock.
Yeah.
And four?
I don't know. Where do you go at four?
No Blue Moon, no Friends.
Newcastle, I can get behind a Newcastle.
All right. So we'll put Newcastle in the plus column.
And you could throw a Yingling up there if I'm going to go positive on a Newcastle.
Yeah, okay. So we'll go. I'll tell you what. Here's how we're going to run it. We're going to give you the books, beer, and bullshit top five.
Uh-huh. Do you want to throw a wild card in there?
Top six?
One that we didn't list but maybe deserve something?
All right.
What about the Sam Summer?
The Books, Beer, and Bullshit Top 5, brought to you by the honorable mention, Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Yes.
Which made neither of our lists, yet is still a dang good beer.
It is.
Coming in at the Books, Beer, and Bullshit Top 5 beers ever,
yes.
Number 5, Yingling.
Independently owned.
Independently family owned and operated. Number 4 would be Newcastle, because, hell, we both drank it.
A brown ale.
Number 3 would be Rolling Rock. We like the rocks.
Yay, rocks.
Number two, the Modelo Negras.
Yes.
The only foreign beer in our top five. And number one, Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Well, yeah, if you don't like that beer, you don't like beer.
You don't like beer.
If you can't drink that,
open up the wine.
Yeah, go drink wine or some fucking apple fusée on the.
Yeah. Jeff with the French.
Yes.
Stop listening to this podcast. Shut it off immediately.
Yes, shut it off immediately because here comes the interview section.
Wait.
Wait, what?
Wait. Are you tired of commercials?
I'm never tired of commercials.
You want to pimp?
I love pimping. Pimping ain't easy.
Keep your pimp hand strong.
Keep my pimp hand strong because you know what's stronger?
What?
Only thing stronger than the pimp hand?
Bottle wrench.
The pimp bottle wrench.
Drop. Ford.
Say the seal beauty.
Only from the bottle wrench.
Buy the bottle wrench. Don't be Greek.
They're going to trademark that. Yeah, I'm going to go in with that.
Don't be a Greek.
Buy the bottle wrench.
Buy the bottle wrench.
And how do you not be a Greek?
You put in the code.
B, 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 S.
Shoe.
B, 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 S.
Show for some drop forge stainless steel.
15% off.
Because our fans are fucking dying for some new shit.
They are. You think they're in a panic? Do you think they fast forwarded through the beer section to get to the big author interview?
No.
Well, see, there's our three fans and then all the other people that listen to us because of the authors. I'll tell you what. When we covered Rooster Republic's Tall Tales with Short Cox.
Yes, I remember that.
Volume 3.
That was with Vomit Joe.
I'll tell you what. That podcast blew the fuck up.
Yeah, because they have a lot of Twitter followers.
Yeah. Well, we never got that much action off of fucking anthologies before.
No, well.
That was a lot of action.
You had a lot of people in that book.
That's true.
I like our core of three people.
That's right. You know what, though? In that Rooster Republic, I discovered we had, like, a constant listener I didn't even know existed.
Really?
It was going the whole way. And he's from Rooster Republic.
What's his name?
Shane McCarthy. Sean McCarthy. I'm doing him a disservice. He's going to stop listening now.
Dude, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
If Shane or Sean McCarthy gives us an email within 30 days, he wins a jacuzzi.
A jacuzzi?
We picked his name out of random jacuzzi. Name. We dragged the name out and we brushed it off and it said Shane
McCarthy.
McCarthy.
McCooley.
McCooley.
You're now Shane McCooley.
You're now Shane McCooley. If your name is Shane McCooley.
Or something close to it.
Or dude, if your name is Shane McAllister. Dude, if you're Shane, if you're actually the Shane, you win.
Or Sean.
Or Sean.
If your name is Shane or Sean.
And your name is
Mick.
Vic Alistair.
Or McCooley.
Or McCooley.
Or McCarthy.
Or McCarthy. You win.
A Shaquille.
A Shaquille. All you got to do is be the first one that fits our description.
Uh-huh.
Just the first fucking person.
Emailing us is hard. It's a hard thing.
I know.
It's Facebook.
Yeah, okay, Facebook. The first person to drop us a note saying, dude.
I am Shane McCooley.
I am Shane McCooley.
You win it.
I don't care if your name isn't Shane McCooley.
No. You say
if you say your name is Shane McCooley, if you go, God damn it, books, beer, and bullshit, Mr. Frank and Mr. Jeff, my name is Shane McCooley, we'll send you.
Shaquille.
Shaquille. So Shane McCooley, man.
Shane McCooley. You're going to get one free.
You're going to get one free. Just tell us you're Shane McCooley. Our one listener. Drop us a line, man.
Cold showers. Hot beers. Hot beers and cold showers.
That fucking Shaquille will keep it fucking hot.
It will. It's.
Doesn't matter. Hot, cold, medium.
It's insular. You know what, though? If you're not Shane McCooley, just you're not going to lose out.
No.
Because we have a code. We have a code for everything.
We can save you money.
Uh-huh.
Don't be Greek.
Don't be Greeks. BBB20.
BBB20 for the Shaquille.
BBBS show.
For the bottle wrench.
That's right.
Because we want to give something back to our constant listeners.
Yes, we want to give you a Shaquille.
So just say you're Shane McCooley.
Yes.
Say you're Seamus. Say you're Seamus McQuaid.
That's right. And Seamus. If you win, you have to go on Twitter and you have to tweet the Shaquille and go, my name is Shane McCooley.
Dude, you could also write in to us.
Yeah.
Care of Books, Beer, and Bullshit.
Okay.
From Seamus Shaquille. If your name is Seamus Shaquille and you're the first person to
Seamus,
like give a fuck.
Seamus.
If you're the first person to be Seamus McCooley, we don't care. Seamus, as long as your name is Seamus. Or if you claim your name is Seamus. Or hell, I'll even let a Seymour in.
Seymour McCauley?
Seymour. If your name is Seymour Seamus McCauley, you just won. Drop us a line at our Facebook page.
I can't make this contest any easier. No. You tell me your name is Seamus McCauley.
Just to be clear, your name doesn't actually have to be Seamus McCauley.
No, just tell me that it is.
Just say, dude, I'm Seamus McCauley. Send me a McCauley. Send me a Shaguli McCauley. I'm fucking a Seamus here.
Okay.
All right. We got the contest rules down, right?
Yes.
Consonants, vowels, Seamus.
Shane.
Seamus. McCauley, McQuaid. Oh, it don't matter. All right. Moving right along.
I want to welcome to Books, Beer, and Bullshit. This is a special freaking interview. This is going to be like a circus.
It is. It is definitely a circus.
We have 2/3 of the Ghost, Ghouls, and Gumshoes reading, writer, whatever they're doing. These people are nuts.
Local 1237.
That's right. It's a union of writers. Palm Coast, Florida. We have author Tim Baker and a little-known young up-and-comer by the name of Armand Rosamilia.
The mayor. You mean the mayor of Books, Beer, and Bullshit.
The mayor has returned. We have Armand because for some strange reason, when Armand is on, the female ratings just go up. Boom.
Obviously.
Sex in the City.
And so do battery sales.
Indeed they do. I have a funny feeling that this interview is going to have so little to do with books.
Is that what this is about?
You told me this was about books.
Let's start with the new guy, Tim Baker.
Hey.
How are you doing, Tim?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Pretty goddamn good because we're chugging some beers in this hot.
You guys are in New Jersey?
We are in New Jersey.
Wow. You sound relatively intelligent.
Hey.
I know.
Hey, don't judge us all by one expat.
He's my only basis for comparison.
Well, we're going to give you two more bases, and I apologize to Armand.
And it's going even lower then. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
He's going to get thrown out of the West Palm Beach local 1247 of Gumshoe Ghost Riders.
Well, speaking of Gumshoe Ghost Riders, that's what we got Tim Baker here. He likes to write like mystery, thriller, gumshoe detective novels, and he just came out with a book called Unfinished Business, and that's why we're here having Tim with us tonight. Tim,
yes.
Talk to me about Unfinished Business.
That was a really cool book to write. I really had a lot of fun writing it, but it took me about 2.5 years because it was a lot more thinking involved than my other books. I actually had to think about it. It was a little heavier than what I usually write.
This is a story about death at its core.
Well, it's more I guess it's about death. I guess you could say that it's more about what happens after death with the people that are still alive.
Right. The main character, Meg, is a mortician.
Right.
And she sort of gets premonitions through a special power that she receives. And she basically winds up carrying out the last wishes of the dead. Their unfinished business.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's funny because I got the idea from a friend of mine whose name is Meg, who actually is a mortician, a funeral director, and we were just, hanging out one time, and I told her if I followed her around her job for a day, I'd come up with an idea for a book. I never even got to follow her around. I just came up with the idea thinking about what she did,
I hear it. So did you actually, get to meet some cadavers and stuff?
No. I passed on that. She offered to let me go in and see the whole operation, but I kind of passed.
Yeah, really?
But I did interview her. I interviewed her for well over 3 hours to make sure I had all the technical stuff, right?
Yeah, it did seem believable, like the technical aspects of the mortuary and undertaking business.
Yep, mortuating, that's a new word.
That's why I'm laughing, freaking with these words. Now I'm off, God damn it, what was I going to ask? Well, it all winds up back into your usual fare of detective work, because that all kind of circles.
Yeah, I couldn't stay away from that part of it. And, I wanted it to be, I didn't want to go full-blown Stephen King, Dean Koontz. I wanted to keep it in the realm of semi-believability.
Once before on this podcast, we reviewed
a ghosty mystery book.
Yeah, and it was by this clown from New Jersey by the name of E.J. Copperman, also known as Jeff Cohen. And it was decent, but I got to tell you, I like Unfinished Business better, but your overall tone of your books is I like better than
mystery. Yeah, it's not like, you know what it is?
Yeah.
I find like it's not like written for women to read in their mystery club.
That's true.
No.
You know, it's not like that. It's not like the women's mystery club, you know, after they're done playing canasta and shit, they go and read their book.
Right.
But
it's more for guys that are drinking beer and bullshitting.
Yeah, yeah. Goddamn right it is.
It's mystery for men.
That's right. Exactly. That's you nailed it right there. That's what it is. All right, so I guess the listeners kind of want to know what the hell does Tim Baker and Armand Rosamilia have to do with one another? And there is a connection there.
Gay.
There is.
They are gay lovers.
Right.
Exactly.
Who's the top?
who has the bigger goatee?
He has the bigger goatee, but I have the bigger goat.
Hey. Only I'm allowed to call it the goat.
The dirty goat.
All right, so you guys, what the hell's going on? You're both in the Palm Coast area of Florida. You hooked up as writers. And then you got another writer working with you guys, and you tours the ghost ghouls and gumshoes. What's going on, Palm Close? Is that the new, like, Seattle, Portland?
It's the creative hub of the universe.
Pretty much, there's a lot of creative people just in that small, tiny little town, which is awesome. I mean, they do one night a month, they do an open mic where poets and writers and everyone come down and sit at a place, and everybody gets 5 minutes to read their stuff. And last week they did it, and there was over 60 people there, different writers and whatnot. So it was awesome. Yeah.
Doesn't anybody hold a real job in that part of the world?
Just Tim Baker.
Only me.
Just Tim Baker.
I'm the one who keeps the economy moving down here.
Thank God.
And they also have another night a month. We have this another gathering called Entrepreneur Night, which is, you know, it's not so much for writers and whatnot. It's for anybody who's an entrepreneur. But there are a lot of creative people that go to that, too. It's a very creative community.
Man, it just seems like when you guys got together, it just seems like an explosion of like writers and literary shit going on down there. I'm like, what the fuck?
We started finding more and more. It was just me and Tim hanging out. And then we started finding more and more people who wrote, more and more people who were just creative that we started, you know, made a conscious effort to surround ourselves with, you know, just cool people to hang out with, you know, people who, except for Tim, people who didn't have jobs like me. So that was kind of cool.
It's branched out that way naturally in your writing, Armand, because now you're writing these stories that are locally based about what you eat in and the bars you hang out and drink in.
Yeah,
it's all
very low body counts too.
You write tour guides for the greater Florida area.
Oh yeah, the walking tour guides.
Well, they it's very creative. They even have this is a nice little segue, Tim. So get ready. There's an AM radio station called Surf 17 on 1700 radio right on the Flagler Beach Pier. And me, Tim Baker, and Becky, the three of us, starting next Friday night, we're going to be doing our own three-hour radio show on Friday nights.
Wow. Look at that.
Dedicated to the creative side of Flagler Beach. You can just go online on the website.
Yeah, okay, cool.
FlaglerBeachRadio.com and listen.
All right. And when's that going to be, on Sunday nights?
Friday nights. Friday 7 to 10. Starting next Friday.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
We're going to have to check that.
They have no need for us anymore. We might as well pack it in. The mayor's quitting. He's going out on his own.
He's going to be the mayor's own fucking show.
Oh, no, I still have to come on just enough to fuck everybody else so I get on more than anybody. And then I'm good. Yeah.
You notice our
Hey, Frank. Yeah. Frank. Yes. You know, not to get back to Unfinished Business, my latest novel.
Blah,
but
blah.
We didn't touch on the two short stories at the end.
Oh, those sucked. Who wants to talk about that shit?
There were short stories at the end?
Yeah. I have to tell people about that.
Why don't you tell us about this?
See, I had a contest on my Facebook page, and it was a short story contest, and because my book was about dead people, I asked for people to submit short stories about death. And I narrowed, of all the people that submitted stories, I narrowed it down to my favorite seven, I think it was. And then I put them up for voting. And one of the ones that won was one called Death Gets a Life by a guy named Frank Edler.
Wow. Who's that asshole?
Yeah.
Hey, that story was the worst fucking thing. No wonder you got, you know, like.
I just wonder who wrote it for him.
No wonder.
Yes, I was pleasantly surprised to have been put in a running. I didn't think much of who knew what happened there, but
well, I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you the truth. Yeah. You know why your story had pulled a lot of weight?
Because it
dealt with surfing and the beach, which is another thing that's very big around here.
Well, I was trying to trump my cards.
I thought it was because I was one of the three people who liked it, as compared to only two of everybody else likes.
Yeah, I knew I had a chance. I knew I had a chance when Tim made it a popularity contest and not actual literary contest.
yeah, you were good then.
I was like, oh, I know people.
Well, plus you know the mayor, so.
I know the mayor.
It's that Jersey connection again.
That's right. We used the syndicate and we got the votes.
I am learning a lot about the New Jersey geographical douchebag factor, though. I'm not sure how true it is.
Listen,
Sayreville's the worst. There, that's all you need to know.
See, I didn't say that.
We prefer the term menstrual cup. The menstrual cups are where it's at, not douchebags.
Oh, sorry.
Sayreville is the cradle of menstrual cups in New Jersey.
So I do actually have a question for you guys.
Holy crap.
Being you both right from the female perspective. Would you agree with Melvin Udell when he says the writing women, you think of a man and take away all reason and accountability?
I just take estrogen pills.
Did you just Google that?
When I write, I prance around in a thong, and I find that helps.
I love it when we write together, too, because it helps me.
When I wrote Darlene Bobbitt in Dying Days, I just wrote a chick that I wanted to bang, and that just made it easy.
And I hear she's a real person.
Yeah, but I didn't bang her.
But you want it.
Yeah.
Don't get me in trouble, Tim. I already told her. I said, hey, I'm doing a podcast, me and Tim. She's like, oh, cool, when's it going to be on? I'm like, no, this is the one you can't listen to. She's like, oh, okay.
Oh, is this the squirter?
No. Wow.
There she blows!
Holy shit. Oh, boy. Just that one question alone is going to get him divorced.
Did you just, like, set her out back and spread her?
Well, legs? No, I already told her. I said, she's like, oh, let me listen to one of the old ones. I said, okay, listen, the one that I did, I think they named it Redhead Librarian Squirter. That's all you really need to know about that one. She's like, yeah, I don't want to listen to that. I'm like, yeah, no.
Was that where you outed any money as being a cokehead?
I believe it was a heroin addict. And no, I did not say any of that. I think that was a different one. That was probably one of the other.
Yeah, you said all that, and then the fucking Geico commercial came out.
Yeah, right.
Me and Jeff looked at each other.
Tell you.
Holy fuck, he was right.
My brother's big in the golf community down here, and he's actually played golf with Eddie Money, and he says that Eddie has trouble counting his golf score.
There we go. Oh, this is good. We're going to have these guys on every couple of weeks just to out Eddie Money stories. I love it. All right. I'm going to attempt to rein this back in a little bit. All right. Armon.
Yeah, I write a lot of stuff. Yeah.
And you've been writing like a lunatic lately.
The other day I did like 8,000 words. Yesterday I did like 5,000 words. Today I did like another 4,000 words.
Does it count if 8,000 words, if it's all the same word, does that count?
Well, he used to count his Facebook as words, as posts.
Oh, yeah. He does that too.
He hasn't been on Facebook, and then you see him like every 3 days. Like I wrote
because Facebook. Every time I get on Facebook, all it is a bunch of douchebags. All they just talk about is that they're right about the same stupid shit, and it's over and over. Like I knew that the Zimmerman trial was over because of 8 billion idiots on Facebook. That's how I knew it was over, not because of the news. And I was like, yeah, all right, time to get off the computer again.
Didn't Morgan Freeman tell you about that?
I stopped the Morgan Freeman stuff because people were correcting me all the time, which was pissing me off. Well, I would post a comment, a quote, and I would always attribute it to Morgan Freeman. And then the people would like fall over each other to see how quick they could tell me who it really was. And I'm like, really? It's a joke. I know who really said this. You know, I don't think that Morgan Freeman was in A Few Good Men, you know?
Wait, he wasn't?
No.
Guy in French fried potatoes.
Morgan Freeman. That was Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman was great in Sling Blade.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But then somebody will post who it was and then the scene from the movie to prove that I'm wrong. That's always fun. But anyway, back to me. I write a lot of stuff.
To him.
Yes. All right, you got these Flagler Beat series out. You put out Dying Days 3. You got I don't know what else. Women.
Well,
wrestling?
I just wrote another. I just wrote my fifth novella for a Hollywood team, and we're hoping that that's something else that's going to go eventually get sold to Showtime or Sci-Fi or something like that. Hoping another one comes up real quick. What else? I'm doing another Keep Work Cthulhu. I'm almost done with the fourth one on that. Shit, I got just time. Me and Tim are gonna do a sequel to our Dying Days European Village nice. Book.
Yeah,
I'm like the Dying Days. I fell behind on my Dying Days reading. I got to catch up on that.
Yeah. Definitely got to catch the Tim Baker and Armand Rosamilli Dying Days. That was a good one.
Yeah,
that was a blast. But yeah, I'll tell you what, that was the most fun you can have. Well, no, Armand didn't have his pants on, so no, it was great. It was a lot of fun writing that though.
And that was cool. They swap characters like they swap wives.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Well, in my Flagler Beach fiction series, in the first book, The Kokomo's Cafe, I used Ike from Tim's books. He let me use Ike in those stories. So I actually used his characters, which is really fun to write Ike. I thought that was awesome.
And hopefully he nailed them, too.
I thought me and you were gay, but these guys are like...
next level. we're beyond.
But then Tim... Well, this Ike hype, and he's like on one page of unfinished business.
Yeah. Well, it was unintentional, but I also, because the book was such a different, it was such a departure for me from everything else that I write. I didn't want to drag it back to the same old stuff. I mean, it would have been really easy to bring Ike and Brewski in and, all the rest of the characters, but then it would have been just another one of my other books. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I was trying to be different. I did have to give him a cameo.
Yeah, there were a lot of cameos. Armand Rosamilia pops up.
Amanda Ross, you mean?
It was a nice bit of cameos. Anybody familiar with Tim's work, I guess, would appreciate those little cameos. But if you're not familiar with Tim's work, it's not going to throw it off for you. It's a good place to start reading Tim Baker, Unfinished Business, I would say.
Yeah, you could jump
right in. I have to say, because, he did get a little tiffy about being cast as a woman in that book.
Yes, so I did. In the beginning of Dying Days 4, I have Tim Baker getting raped by 15 zombies. So it's all
I
good.
Wanted 20, but he wouldn't go that far.
We're getting tapped out. Is there anything you guys want to bring up before we let you go?
I'm actually a Devils fan, but I've seen a shitload more Ranger games.
What do you want me to do with that?
I'm just throwing it out there. Just most of this shit's getting cut anyway, so fuck it.
Right. He's practicing for his radio gig.
Dead air, take it.
Okay, here's a song from the Beach Boys.
There you go.
I just heard something on the radio today about the Beach Boys. Mike Love, the Beach Boys were trying to do something.
You know what I realized listening to these two, Tim? We're fucked on Tuesday. Oh, wait, this is a good story. We're going to cut this one in. I'm wearing my Mark Tufo shirt. I'm heading to Tim's one morning, and I'm late. I think that was the morning we were going to write something. So I'm driving, and I'm listening on my XM. They had the Bon Jovi station, 24/7 Bon Jovi. So I need coffee. So I stop at Dunkin' Donuts, and I've got the Bon Jovi cranked, and there's a fucking line, and I'm pissed. So I go inside, and as I'm standing there, there's a woman in front of me with two kids, and they both turn around and look at me. And I'm looking at him like, what the fuck are these people looking at me for? And I'm wearing my Mark Tufo zombie shirt, but I'm singing a fucking Bon Jovi song at the top of my lungs like a fucking retard. Look, without even thinking, I'm just staring at the menu to look what I'm going to get. And I'm just singing along in my head, this Bon Jovi song. And this lady was grabbing her kids and pulling them away from me. I was like, okay, stop singing Bon Jovi songs now.
But he didn't see when he told it to me. Maybe it's because I'm special. He actually sang the song that he was singing, which makes it even funnier.
I forgot which song it was now.
It was something about love. I don't know.
Oh, I was singing Without Love.
That's it.
So I was sitting there in line going, without love, there's nothing without love. And like a fucking off key, like an idiot. I'm all dirty. My goatee's all over the place. I'm wearing like a dirty T-shirt, my hat on backwards, This lady thought I was crazy.
All right. No, I'm really going to let you go because we got the rest of the show to finish up.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, you guys actually have other stuff you do?
What is it? Oh, yeah.
Don't you listen to the show every week?
Books, beer, and bullshit. We've only gone through the books just here.
They still got all the bullshit.
We got a beer and bullshit. Oh. Yeah.
So we're going to go now, right? We're going?
Now's the time.
Right. Are you sure? Everybody on three.
One, two.
Oh, wait. Three. No. I got one very, very last thing. I got a joke. Geez. Knock, knock.
No way.
knock, knock.
Who's there?
Armand Rosamilia.
Armand Rosamilia who?
Exactly.
Beginning June 15, 2013. Strange House Books proudly presents an epic battle for galactic supremacy. Strange versus Lovecraft. 10 slobber-knocking bouts that will leave Ed's mouth asunder, including Jesse Bayou Wheeler versus the Jum Lord of Westmount, Cayo Baby Bear Noble versus the Curse of the Black Goat, or the Intergalactic Crawling Chaos Championship, DF Big Bear Noble versus the Ghost Load, and in the main event, for the Heavyweight Championship of Cthulhu, Kevin Bad Daddy Strange vs. McHumans. Available at www.strangehousebooks.com. $12.99 for paperback, $2.99 for ebook. Don't miss it or feel the retribution of the Deep Boys.
Well, that was nothing if not an interesting interview.
Certainly was.
It was an exercise in divulgery.
Yeah, it's a good way to describe it.
Divergence. I just want to play Beach Boys music now.
Yeah, Steel Panther, Beach Boys, and Warren Beatty.
You know, it's funny. This is the Beer, Books, Beer, and Bullshit podcast.
Yes.
And, like, what do we drink? 2 or 3 sips of beer on a podcast?
Yeah, like, we hardly ever drink beer when we do this.
No, but tonight, since it was the top 10 beers we actually drank.
The one that one.
That Line and Kugel Summers, we've gone through a six-pack, and we're, like, half a load on.
Yeah, that's all right. Makes it interesting.
It does, if nothing else.
Do we have any thing to bullshit about this episode?
What do you think about bronies?
Bronies?
Yes.
I like bronies, but I don't like walnuts in my bronies.
You don't like walnuts in your bronies?
No.
Remember we covered Tall Tales of Short Cocks?
Yes.
And we had Douglas Hackle, author of The Paperclip Gangsta?
Yeah.
Whatever you... Paperclip Hustler, one of the top stories in that book.
Mm-hmm.
Douglas Hackle has started a very interesting blog series called Breaking Brony.
Alrighty.
Basically, he started professing his love, his deep hidden urges to enjoy My Little Ponies, and he sort of stepped out of the closet. And he's opened himself up and embraced his bronyism through a series of blog posts. He went so far as to apply to become a member of the Ohio
bronies.
State Brony Love Association and was summarily rejected.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you get rejected?
Well, they accused him of being a fraud.
Really?
Yeah. They said he was joking around.
He wasn't really a brony.
That's what they're claiming. And he was very upset by that. And
is he starting his own chapter? Is he a road brony?
Well, what happened was I think he was so distraught over getting rejected for that, you know.
Right.
That he started going down the path of a juggalo.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he wanted to be a juggalo.
See, then he wasn't really a brony.
And then, well, what happened was
if
the juggalos kind of rejected him. Like, yeah, we don't want you a brony ass and a juggalo. So then he's decided to do his own thing.
Right.
Bruggalo. He's all make-upped out. It's like some ponies hanging from his hair. It's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant blog series. The greatest blog series I've ever seen in my life. And then some bronies came and beat him. Juggalos came and beat him up. I'm losing myself.
Juggalos can actually beat somebody up?
They came and they beat up the Bruggalo. And
way up.
As we know.
Way up. Way
yes.
Up. Track this back. A juggalo came and beat him up.
Yes, two juggalos. Go, hop on, Google Breaking Brony. And you know what? It's upsetting to me because some people are claiming this is all a joke. And I'm upset about that. If this is a joke, I don't want to know it. It's like wrestling in the 80s. Don't tell me it's fake. You'll ruin it. So I just wanted to share that with our constant listeners. Look up Douglas Hackle's Breaking Brony. There are those that suggest he's not being authentic.
I would not, from the photo evidence,
yes.
I would say he is being authentic.
Yes.
I would authenticate these
photos.
I'm
telling you, this is like wrestling in the 80s. Don't tell me it's fake.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Just don't tell me it's fake.
I'm all in now.
Yeah.
I can't wait for episode 10. What is his publishing schedule?
It's been a while. He was publishing like once a week, but he's recovering in the hospital, so he's just got his Bruggalo ass beat. Might take a while.
Yeah, it takes a long time for, you know, you break a hoof or whatever.
Yes. He's into clopping.
Don't even want to know, bro. Don't even want
to
know.
What have you been up to?
I would just like to congratulate Mark.
Mark Sino?
No.
Oh.
Mark Race Grooves.
Oh.
For getting the People's Choice Hall of Fame.
Get out.
He's in the Diecast Hall of Fame as the People's Choice.
The Diecast Hall of Fame. I would like to thank all the little people, especially the children, for making my dreams come true. Is it a trophy? Is a dump in? I would like to thank you, first of all, the Academy for its dumping, full of JKCs. It's an honor and a privilege.
The super treasure hunt.
This, I like this trophy very much. It's got the black bottom and the gray interiors.
It's the best shit out there. You can't even like.
Congratulations. Have you reached out to Mr. Great Race Grooves?
No, I have not. That would spoil my whole Race Grooves.
Yeah, to actually
thing.
Talk to him.
Yeah, because like
on the pedestal.
I see like he's very serious about this. So anything like I would do, like
would
I don't
want to
get banned from his YouTube channel.
No, that would be
horrible.
You'd have to make.
I'd go through withdrawal.
You'd have to make up a Seamus McCooley account.
Yeah, you know, like, ago. I have to like, check in, like, 3 times a day to see if he posts anything.
Jeez.
But check out Race Grooves, man.
I wonder if you search Books, Beer, and Bullshit on YouTube, what comes up.
Hello, YouTube. Let's drink some beer and talk bullshit.
Oh.
Hammered, you were right. You got nothing to do. Might as well make a bullshit video. Follow this YouTube group called the Young Turks, and they've got a TV show now. But last week, I watched.
See, here's could I gripe away at that?
For the soul.
Go ahead.
I hate people who do YouTube videos about other YouTube videos.
Yeah, like, you know what I just like?
Like, really?
Yeah, along the same lines. Like, I often search Books, Viewers, and Bullshit just to see what's going on out there.
Right.
There is a good number of podcasts that are beer and bullshit.
Right.
Whatever, beer, bullshit, motorcycles, beer, and bullshit. There's a lot books and beer. And the problem is, you go and listen to a lot of things, and it's like, we're going to talk about motorcycles and drink a beer. And it has a sip and a beer, and then they just talk about motorcycles. Well, the beer is then negligible.
Right.
It's
not
really
part of your podcast. Right.
There's a books and booze podcast, and it's like, oh yeah, I'm drinking a scotch tonight, and I'm gonna interview this guy. And the scotch they just mention it, and it's a passing thing.
Oh, it's like I'm cool. I'm drinking beer.
I'm drinking.
And
yes, while I podcast.
Drinking and podcast.
Just mention that briefly, put in the title, and then forget about it. See, that's where our edge is.
Oh, we delve into all
right.
Three
books, beer, bullshit. All three covered.
I'm a little pissed.
Yeah.
That you lost our YouTube answers.
I know.
How'd you do that?
I don't know. Maybe we got called out. Maybe it's a little too much menstrual cuppage. Or didn't we call the woman a whore? Or
yeah, but
she was.
Dude, so what? Like,
I know.
What, someone report
didn't we
us?
Tell her like she was shitting out babies every time she farted or something? We might have got reported. I don't know. I didn't receive any flack about like your Yahoo
answer
was. Summarily rejected.
Do you have a Yahoo mail account?
Yeah.
They would send it to that one.
Yeah. I got nothing there. And it's just not, there's no acknowledgement of that ever happening.
That's fucked up.
Maybe the guy who runs Yahoo Answers is listening to us. And he's like, oh no. I am stopping this nonsense now. Clearly, we didn't have the best answer because it's not even there anymore.
Wow. That was such a good answer, too.
I know. I was looking forward to covering that.
Should we do another?
Do you
being,
we're going to redo it. We're going to go for it one more time. We might have to be careful. We have to get a little more creative with our wording. Maybe it's safer to post a question. You
Let
got a question?
Think.
Who is Seamus McCooley?
No.
No.
Do you want to go with the menstrual cup? Why is a menstrual cup better than a tampon?
Okay.
I think we should ask that question.
Straight up like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Burning desire to know. What kind of hippie patchouli motherfuckers will get answering back? See, this is a better. This is better because we're posting the question.
That's right. We can't get called out.
We can't get called out.
Right. And that's a pretty.
Then we could read the answers at a later time.
Yes. There it is.
All right. So our new segment will be we ask the questions.
Yes. Safer bet.
Safer bet. Not giving the answers is too harsh.
It's going to get outrageous. We're going to get called out.
Right.
We assume.
So we're going to ask retarded questions every time. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I think that just about wrapped this up. You got like 3 hours of shit to edit through.
I can't imagine where else we can go with this.
It's an episode, man. Put it
it's
in the
an
books.
Episode 20. The big. It's
big
like
2-0.
What a blowout! You know, this is everybody's gone home, and
yeah,
now we face the cleanup. I gotta clean up this mess. All right, so as per request, we're out of here, and this is for Armand, Rosamilia, and all your other fucks that made it the whole way.
If You Really, Really Love Me, Steel Panther.
If you really, 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 really Thank love you. Me, then you really, really, really gotta show me. Don't mind when I put it in your booty, or if I'm up all night playing Call of Duty. Never hassle me because I'm unemployed. If I sleep all day and don't get annoyed, then I know that you really, 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 really love me. If you really, really love me. So I don't ever have to ask twice. Let me have the keys to your Mercedes. Don't get mad when I bring on some ladies. If I get fat, look like an egg, lie to me and tell me I'm in great shape, then I know that you really, 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 really,
really, really, really, really. Try like grandma.
Without love, there's nothing without love.